I'm sorry I haven't a clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue in Kingston upon Hull. You join us this week on a second visit to the 2017 City of Culture. In August 1914, Tommies of the East Yorkshire Regiment assembled in Hull Docks before embarking for Flanders to fight the Boche, incensed at the price of their washing machines. Around the year 1912, a young Adolf Hitler came here by ferry on his way to live with his brother in Liverpool. Arriving penniless, Hitler took work for a while in a colliery, and an account of this is found in his book, Mein Schaft. In the 1900s, the neurologist George Tourette had his practice in Hull, where he treated countless patients who suffered from the syndrome that bears his name. At the time, it wasn't generally thought Tourette's was contagious, but he repeatedly swore it was. In April this year, Yorkshire Water submitted controversial plans for a new sewage works at nearby Withernsea. And chair of the council, David Evans, said the proposal would bring a lot of jobs into the area. It was the East Yorkshire Nutritional Health Research Centre's work on morbid obesity that devised a way to reduce Britain's intake of saturated fats, sugars and alcohol by 90% overnight. Scottish independence. March of technology has largely killed what was once a thriving, high-quality printing industry in Hull, resulting in many redundancies. In desperation, one of the last traditional printers turned to forgery and was recently prosecuted for handcrafting £50 notes. He pleaded guilty and was fined £10,000, and he respectfully requested 3 weeks to pay. But he's not alone in not having made any real money recently. Let's meet the teams. On my left, Barry Cryer and Miles Jupp. And on my right, Timbrook Taylor and John Finnemore. And getting ready to enjoy some action on the desk next to me, please welcome our ever wonderful scorer, the delightful Samantha. We start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the correct use of similar terms. For example, many people don't understand the difference in meaning between the words smirking and sniggering. Well, if you're sniggering, it means you're deliberately suppressing a disrespectful or mocking laugh, whereas if you're smirking, it means you're enjoying a cigarette in Hull. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, team. So your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Miles, you can start.
Poor tent. Cheap camping equipment.
Barry. Hullabaloo. A bear that lives here.
Tim.
Mars bar. Your mum's sheep impression.
John?
Magenta. Come in, Madonna.
Asphyxiated. Very keen on bottoms.
Cholera. Even more like a collar.
Choppy. A bit like a chop.
Tortured, where we keep the apples.
Revelation, joy in the vicarage.
Mm.
Tosca. Whatever a Yorkshire actor dreams of winning.
Dumpling, a very small poo.
Transport, the drink formerly known as sherry.
Roddy. Bit like a rod.
Okay, well, the teams are going to do a spot of acting in the round called Sound Charades. And this is a variation on the old TV favourite Give Us a Clue, the show that featured my Master General, Lionel Blair. With a career spanning 5 decades, we really should pause to think about Lionel's contribution to light entertainment. All done? Good. Tim and John, you're to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen. And for listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Off you go, please, Tim and John.
It's a film, and it's 7 words, and it goes like this.
Oh, good morning. I wonder if you could help me. I'm looking for a superb owl.
Oh, no, sir. I think you'll find it's pronounced Super Bowl.
No. I don't mean the sporting event. I literally want an owl which is superb. Also, I would like a terrific aardvark, a smashing hippo, and an utterly splendid duck. I wonder, can you help me locate such things?
Oh, yes, sir, I see, of course, not a problem. Head down there, past haberdashery, then it's second on the right, you can't miss them.
Thank you very much.
The end.
It clearly involves animals, and,
I mean... And I want to know where they are.
Oh,
does Tim want to know as well?
No, this is Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Yes.
What is this?
Your turn, Barry and Miles. Your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here's the mystery voice.
The Boys from Brazil. The Boys from Brazil.
This is a book and a film, and it's 4 words. Can I help you, sir?
Yes, hello. I am a fisherman. Obviously, from here in Hull. And my mother was born here, actually. And my father.
Knew them both, sir. Carry on. Yeah.
And I'm on the lookout for some of those bright orange flotation devices that... Are you off? Very, very noisy shop.
There are people groaning outside, so carry on.
Lovely flotation devices you often see about the place. Mooring boats, marking nautical hazards and so forth.
Well, as a matter of fact, I've just had a load in this morning. They're all handmade in Rio de Janeiro.
What a stroke of luck. I'll take a dozen, please.
Jolly good, sir. Cheerio.
Abby and Toe.
Boys from
Peru.
Stop it.
Brazil!
Well, unusually, this round is actually working, so let's have another round with another title on the laser display board.
The Prince and the Pauper. The Prince and the Pauper.
So it's a book and a film, and it's 5 words.
And it goes like this. So, how are you getting on with your new cat?
Yeah, pretty well. There's just a couple of problems.
Oh, really? What?
Well, firstly, she will keep walking through the house with muddy paws.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, you know, leaving marks all over the carpet.
Yes, I see. And what's the second thing?
I'm glad you asked him. Yeah. The second thing is, you know that noise that cats make when they're happy?
Yeah, I think I know the one, yes.
Yeah, well, hers isn't very good.
Not very good.
It's not.
I've got this immediately, but I'm handing it over to Miles.
Is it by any chance The Prince and the Pauper?
Yeah!
Final title has now been displayed for you, Barry and Miles. And once again, the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Pete's Dragon. Pete's Dragon.
It's a film.
Film.
And it's two words.
Hamish.
Ah. Tarquin. You'll have had your tea.
No time for tea, I'm afraid. I'm off to the Laird's Ball.
I was wondering why you're all dressed up.
This year's theme is a Vickers and Tarts party.
And I assume Big Tam, the costumier, had run out of Vickers outfits.
Yes, so I had to borrow this lot from Peter the Cabaret Artiste.
And a lovely frock it is, too.
It's leopard skin polyester. Soft touch.
Oh, I'll take your word for it. And that scarlet satin blouse sets it off a treat.
You don't think I'm showing too much cleavage?
I don't know. Turn round. You're fine as long as you don't stoop. You'll be the belle of the ball.
Yes, Peter has done me proud.
Aye, you could say you've got...
I could say that, but I won't. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You're in drag. Is that helping?
Yeah.
Is Peter... his name in... Peter's drag, drag Peter.
Peter... Peter...
It's one of the most famous films ever about the SAS.
You could say that I've got Pete's drag on.
Well, our next round is all about our use of the telephone. Barry and Miles, you're manning the phones on a Christmas Wonderland theme park. Tim and John, you're dissatisfied customers complaining about the goods or service provided and demanding your money back. Barry and Miles, your job is to explain why Tim and John are not entitled to a refund. Off you go.
Hello, Wonderland speaking.
We just want to complain about your Christmas Wonderland. We weren't expecting an abattoir.
Well, that's just part of the immersive experience. We think it's important that children know where turkeys come from.
Yeah, it was too immersive, if anything.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I think that was very clearly marked on the poster and the flyer.
Well, it was. Once we got there, it was very clearly marked in blood and viscera, but that's not a defence.
Well, we've got parks all over the place. I mean, you've chosen to go to the abattoir Wonderland. I have to wonder if some of the blame for this doesn't lie at your own feet.
Well, I mean, it's not as if the others were that much more enticing. I mean, this is one in a prison.
That is very popular.
Is it?
Admittedly, with a captive audience.
Also, I may not know a lot about reindeer, but I do know the difference between a reindeer and a large dog with a coat hanger tied to its head.
Well, if you'll forgive me saying, bully for sir.
All right, well, what about the ice skating, then? I mean, it's a lovely idea, but should you not have checked that the lake had frozen over?
Well, with the best one in the world, we can't control the weather.
Now, for your information, Santa's grotto ends with an O and not a Y.
Well, we've done a lot of research. I mean, this is a dialect issue. I mean, that's the original Scandic spelling of...
That's it, yes.
...of grotto.
Right.
I'm sorry if that's gone over your head, but no, it's all about an utterly authentic experience.
Well, authentic, I mean, so how would you defend your choice of the actor portraying Father Christmas?
I thought she was excellent.
She put her heart and soul into it, but she's 24 years old. I just don't believe she was a father.
Well, I think that's a little judgmental of you, sir. I mean, this is supposed to be the season of goodwill.
The so-called Ice Kingdom was very underwhelming, and the queue for it was completely unacceptable. By the time it was our turn to see it, the light had stopped working when you opened the freezer cabinet door.
Well, of course, at certain times of the year, it's dark all day round, and that is an experience that we've helped to recreate for your benefit.
Is that why we all had to be blindfolded as we came in?
That is certainly one of the reasons.
Yes.
Can I take mine off now? It's been 6 days.
Yes.
Well, you may remove everything in that case.
Thank God for that. We're entirely satisfied now. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Tim and John. Let's try that the other way around. This time, Miles and Barry, you are the dissatisfied customers demanding your money back, and Tim and John, you're manning the phones on an adoption agency helpline. So, again, your job is to explain why Miles and Barry are not entitled to a refund. So,
hello, how can we help you?
Hello, well, we're upset, actually.
I'm very sorry.
I confirm that.
We are both very upset. It's a very lengthy procedure, obviously, to adopt. I went through the paperwork, I looked at your website, and I was just expecting one a lot younger. And you're... What are you?
Septuagenarian, I think, is the word sometimes used.
Oh, hello, Barry, is that you? Hello, Barry, how are you? You getting on all right?
Yeah. Well, he does not look like that in the photo.
No, that's true, but you know, the photo was taken...
When you first came here.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, several weeks ago, really several weeks ago.
Tell them what you asked for.
Right, I wanted to have a baby. That's what I wanted to adopt. Right, when and then this turns up. I rang up. I should have spotted the signs, obviously. I rang up. I said, I'm coming around to collect him. You said, it's all right. He gets free bus travel.
When Barry was left on the doorstep of my predecessor's predecessor, he was a baby.
He was.
But this is... it's been difficult for both of us, hasn't it?
It has indeed.
I mean, because I did a lot of shopping before. I mean, how that baby grow? How tight is that?
I know that... the nappies don't fit.
Well, that said, putting them on is a dream. He does not complain. I'm not saying it's not been all bad, has it? I mean, there are good signs. Of course there are. I mean, he's taken to the bottle.
Yeah, we found he did that here as well. The key is to lock the cabinet at night.
And he does sleep.
Yes.
Yeah, like a koala.
So what are you complaining about then?
Well, this is not what either of us asked for.
Trade Descriptions Act.
And what's more, the workload, because I know how often you have to change a baby, but this is unbelievable.
Well, all I can suggest is that you put him in a basket and then either pop him on a church doorstep or possibly just put him in the river and hope he's a new Moses.
Thank you for calling.
Well, our next game takes a look at the fascinating world of the greetings card. The greetings card first originated in ancient China in 221 BC, the year of the moon pig. At Christmas time, it's customary for businesses to send greetings cards to those who've worked for them during the year. And the I'm sorry I haven't a clue team are no different. Today, we received this card, whose embossed envelope reveals it came from the office of the Director General of the BBC himself. And open it now. So, yes. And it says, get better soon. Right, well, in this round, the teams will attempt to guess the endings to some lines taken from genuine greetings cards, all right? So we'll start with you, John, I think. Here's a Christmas card message. See the Christmas pudding with the holly on the top. There's currants and almonds. I'll eat so much I'll pop. We made a wish as we mixed it up, just like we always do.
But I see you're still coming for Christmas, so it looks like it didn't come true.
Very goes for happiness in the new year from all of us to you. Barry, here's one for you. It's a message from a happy 99th birthday card. Today's your 99th birthday. Happy birthday will be sung. And then before you know it...
funeral bells will be rung.
You'll be 100 years young. Tim, here's a Valentine's Day card. I see you every morning on my way to work, and sometimes in the evening, that's an extra perk. I'd love to get to know you, but you never look my way, so...
that's it, then.
So I thought I'd give you this card on this St. Valentine's Day. Miles, here's a card wishing a happy Festival of Light. Dress up in your best for the Festival of Lights. There's great fun to be had for 5 days and nights. There's feasting and fireworks. And for the finale...
we're going to dig up and resurrect the corpse of Walter Raleigh.
We'll all
am
sing...
I close?
Not well, very well, it rhymes, so, you know. We'll all sing as one, have a happy Diwali. And here's some for any of you to have a go at. This is a farewell to an employee card. It's been a giggle and it's been fun just having you around, but soon you'll be leaving. Now a new job has been found. You'll now have different colleagues to share your working day.
Bob, you don't work here anymore. You have to go away.
What about this? It's the Mother's Day card. It takes a certain something to be a perfect mum. Someone who will stand by you no matter what you've done. Someone who can understand and wipe away the tears.
Someone who will lie in court on your behalf so you're out in 7 years.
And here's a pregnancy card. Congratulations to you both. Your child is on the way. A tiny babe to share your life, to sleep, to dream, to play. Will it have its mummy's nose or daddy's smiling eyes?
Oh, mummy's gym instructor's chin. Well, what a nice surprise.
A baby boy or baby girl, life's wonderful surprise. Congratulations on a new cat. You've a brand new family member, a very special cat. It's fallen squarely on its feet, we can be sure of that.
Sadly, he fell from the window of our seven-storey flat.
It's a better home would not be found, of that I'm sure... oh, who cares what it really says? Here's a get-well-soon card. I hope you'll soon be on the mend and the pain's now easier to bear.
But it'll teach you to not dive into a pool when the water isn't there.
And here's, sorry you lost your job. I was sorry to hear your news today. Some jobs just aren't meant to last.
But it's hard to cope with the pressure, Jack, of the glories of the past.
And here's a card to convey 100th birthday wishes. Instead of counting candles or tallying the years, contemplate your blessings as your 100th birthday nears. Another year is a happy gift, so cut your cake and say...
something very racist, Gran, in your old familiar way.
And here's a 21st birthday card. So now you're 21 years old, and here's a line to say, how many happy joys are wished for you upon this day? And just another word or so about the future, too.
We don't yet know the full implications of leaving the EU.
Finally, a specialist card to say thank you to a bone marrow donor. You didn't even know me when you were told we were a match. You went through all that pain, not even sure on the first batch. Your bone marrow is the miracle that I had been praying for.
and our Labrador's beside himself. Is there any chance of more?
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show, but there's just time to fit in a quick round of Home Appliance Lovers Film Club. Samantha's been furnishing a new flat and recently welcomed in a diminutive household appliance salesman in order to test his wares. She greatly admired his hot point. She said it packed a substantial load. And by the end, little Henry had passed her suction test with flying colours. In this round, teams, I'd like you, please, to suggest the titles of films likely to prove popular with fans of the kitchen or household appliance. Barry, you can start.
Full Kettle Jacket.
John.
The Breville Wears Prada.
Tim.
The World Is Not Enough.
Miles.
A Clockwork Clock.
Samsung and Delilah.
The Dirty Oven.
Fridge on the River Kwai.
Return to Blender.
About a Boiler.
My Left Foot Spa.
Beetlejuicer.
Bram Stoker's Spatula.
All Quiet on the Western Front Loading Washer Dryer.
Death Whisk.
12 Years a Sieve.
Yeah.
Bring me the head of Alfredo Gas Oven.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the fetid fart of fate is released on the treadmill of time and the gym member of mortification realises there's no running away from it, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself and our audience here in Hull, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Tim Brooke Taylor, John Finnemore and Miles Jupp are being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Ian Pattinson and Fraser Steele, and the producer was John Naismith.